It is time for Cover Your Assets. Jim Lynch joins us weekly at this time. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy. He brings over 40 years of experience in those subjects and more, like politics and sports, and who knows, maybe even Facebook and Twitter. Good morning, Jim. How are you this morning, Jim?
I'm very, very well. Thank you so much. And I appreciate the exposition. I think you did a great job in terms of what this stuff is all about. My own take on it goes something like this. I don't know why, but always when this all started, whenever it did, I never did any of this take the quiz or do this or that or the other thing. I do post, but I don't take, I don't give information. And maybe this is a little draconian, but for some reason, I always had the idea, and I'm not being facetious in what I'm saying, and I don't mean to be too negative, but I've always felt I don't want to be on a list, because when they come to get you, so to speak, you're on a list. So that's been my guideline. Now, in terms of Facebook, I was thinking of getting off it kind of in a protest, figuring, well, they'd email me and say, oh, why are you off it? And then I rethought it, and I suggest you all rethink it. Number one, there could be a class action suit against Facebook. So I want to be a member when and if it hits, when and if whatever is discovered is discovered. The second thing, as a an attempt to be a social scientist, I want to see what happens in terms of what they actually do, which may or may not be much. So I'm going to stay on there. I give a lot of little posts on certain things that are interesting to me in terms of the environment and cultural things and obviously financial things. That said, we have created a great information tool, but like a great racehorse, you have to train it and you have to keep working at it so it performs as well as it can without hurting itself. Well, because we're a capitalistic nation, it was easier for people to abandon the security necessary to preserve the integrity as much as possible of people's, not only their information, but of the overall system of information. I believe I mentioned last week or sometime recently, it's obvious to me that Facebook and other things should be regulated. Federal government doesn't do that great a job, but I'd like to see some laws in place so people could sue more readily and get money out of these companies. Now, in terms of Facebook, an outstanding example of mismanagement of a great business, great product, total sloppiness. They had information in 2015, and then they took the word of the people, Cambridge, you know, those names that we had and so forth, oh, we've gotten rid of those. Well, Facebook, a billion-dollar company, somehow didn't have the time, the money, the interest to figure out if those names had been destroyed. Although in the computer world, it's hard to destroy anything like that. That said, Facebook is culpable. Just pay attention from a legal standpoint, particularly if you've been hacked or abused or somebody's taking your identity. Check with an attorney. This is going to be unfolding. If you own Facebook stock, I strongly suggest you just sell it. Period. End of story. You know, there's smoke, there's fire, and there just won't be investigations about regulating. But as I said, there might be a class action suit, and you might have suits coming from legal suits coming from other facets of the of the economy.
Jim, when you talk about Facebook and when you talk about mismanagement, people forget this. Facebook started out as a college site to shame women at first, and then it became like a dating, a woman rating site, and that's what it started out as. And no matter how much money they make, the head of it is still Mark Zuckerberg. And you know what? They have been incredibly slow to say that we are no longer just that. We have, even though we didn't, this was not part of our business plan, we have now transformed into this social media news information site that people take at 100% value.
100% face value.
Face value. I can tell you right now, Mark Zuckerberg never, ever imagined that in his wildest dreams. He imagined making a lot of money. He was right. But he imagined that it would stay the pristine, fun, goofy-ass place that it was. And it's not any longer. And
hasn't been for some time. I guess what I'm curious about, just to your point, Marshall, it hasn't been for some time, and they've known it. So how come when they hired actual real people to run it, those grown-ups haven't sort of stepped in?
I'll let Jim answer that, but I'll just point on one thing. Because nobody ever thought that it would be regulated by the government, because they still didn't understand the product that they had. They understand it now. They should have understood it 2 or 3 years ago. They haven't. But as Jim, and as an old timer, you and we're old, we'll put it this way: the barn door is open. The animals are out of the barn, and it's you can't get them back in.
But if the NSA has the information, I don't know why you'd think that Facebook wouldn't.
No, it's not a question, Jim. It's not a question that they wouldn't think that they didn't care at that point.
I see.
They didn't care.
Old
Facebook from the original was rolling on.
They weren't different.
They weren't looking at Facebook as it is now. They were having a good old time rolling, making money, right, Jim?
Amen. Yeah. The word is care.
Yeah.
And if you look at major corporations, many of them have gone astray, but many of them have always advocated a quality and a service to community. You've described it well. I won't repeat it, but I will give an example of the lack of management, lack of leadership. Here we had this huge enterprise, and you go back to 2015 when Cambridge took data and so forth. God knows, maybe before then. Zuckerberg must have been to China and Russia 6 times soliciting the Chinese government and the Russian government to give him a freer rein in the country. He was willing to give the Chinese X amount of what they wanted vis-a-vis conforming to their system. It wasn't quite enough to get him totally over the hump. But he's been a salesman. He's been a marketing man. He had a billion-dollar business going on. He had a stock in the stock market, very popular, lots of people investing in it. But he wasn't interested in, corralling the animals, keeping them in the barn or safely in the pasture. He was just interested in getting more and more power. And he saw that by going to Russia and China. If you recall the relationship between both of those countries and our country over the past 3 years, election notwithstanding, these were, you'll pardon the expression, enemies, competitors, whatever. Enough already, Take care of your own people, the citizens of this country. That said, it shows there are specific examples of the just a lack of discipline in terms of running a very successful enterprise, and an enterprise that in many ways does add and help, but it needs to go further in that area and less in the area of just getting eyeballs no matter what, or getting paid money to figure out emotions of people, figure out how they might vote, etc.
People forget that Mark Zuckerberg is the first and only internet startup company that figured out how to make money
by selling ads.
Yeah, they
but those ads are targeted to the very people.
But I was going to say, what I was going to say is what they figured out, and the reason they make money is the reason that companies can take and steal that information and use it for what they want. Yeah. And they just never got past the fact that, hey, look, we developed a system that can make a lot of money that nobody else did, and they never, ever. Ever. And this is the amazing thing, with, and this is what Joel and what you have brought up. They never, ever, ever, no matter who they brought in to run the company, they never, ever took a step back and thought about the negative impacts that go along with the positive growth they were having. Not once.
Well, obviously very culpable. However, in terms of our government, I would have to say our government is rather culpable as well, in that it was, government being general, I can't give you a specific in terms of somebody who derelict of duty, knew certain things and should have done certain things. But, you know, we have this huge thing happening in our country, and this is before the election. This is not at the beginning, but as this thing was growing in size.
This goes back to 2012. This goes back quite a ways. Just as you watch this unfold, you're going to see that this data harvesting goes back a good long way.
Well, the data harvesting goes back a good long way, but then here's the whole thing, Jim, and nobody thought this. Our government, the British government, none of these governments figured it out except for Russia and probably China.
Israel figured it out, that
the data processing that was going on was advancing at a far superior rate than the people who ran Facebook or Twitter.
Like, what about
they just never imagined what these data companies could do. Never. And our government as well. Our government as well. I'm not against, hey, Jim, you know, I'm not for overregulation, not at all. But I work and have worked my whole life in a regulated industry. And you know what? I've been able to voice my opinion. I've been able to do what I want to do. A few times I've been slapped on the hands. Yes, a few times for mistakes that I made. But you know what? I'm 65.
But you know how to do it. You've got an entire generation that doesn't have a clue.
I've been in this business since I've been 17, so I've dealt with it. People in this industry, Facebook, Twitter, grow up. Deal with regulation. It's the only way that you're going to be able to continue to grow is if you deal with regulation.
Meanwhile, however, because to your earlier point, with the animals prancing all over the green, so to speak, because they're no longer in the barn, you've got a huge problem because all this stuff is out there. And for anyone who is, you know, naive enough to think that that's not being abused by, let's call it, the forces of evil, that would be incorrect. And so you've got a problem with several heads.
Jim, as somebody who's followed the stock market closely and advised people, wouldn't you, if you were an advisor to a company that was one of these companies early on, say, hey, listen, if you want to protect yourself in the future,
get out now?
No, not get out now. Go to the government now. Work with the government.
To them.
Work with the government. Find ways to not only regulate that you can live with, but also safely secure the information that you have.
That's assuming that I wasn't a greedy son of a gun.
Right, and no one saw the movie Wall Street, right?
Right, which I'm not. Yes, what you've just stated is very, very much if we had that kind of mindset going forward, we wouldn't have this problem, or we'd have a lesser problem, but we'd also be developing ourselves, our country, the safety of our country, the growth of our country, in a way where business would go to the government and vice versa and create more and better ways to communicate, to become scientists, to understand things. Unfortunately, it's an opportunity missed, at least at this 10 seconds. But I will point something to you that is not all that pleasant. But if you look at the countries that jumped on this and took advantage of it, China and Russia, you'll see that they were dictatorships, authoritarian governments, or whatever way you want to describe it. Now, our government has not been that way, and there's a difference. I mean, on the one hand, we're a great democracy, but on the other hand, in the process, we've allowed something that should be not just regulated, but utilized for the greater good. Based on what's going on in Washington currently, solving this problem anytime, we're not going to solve it. I mean, horses are out of a barn, but we don't seem to have the mindset in Washington, in the government, to stand up to and say to each other in Washington, let's solve this. Let's do something about it.
You know what? You know why we're going to get it, Jim? Because I don't think there's anybody on Wall Street, in the government, or in stocks that thought a story about Facebook, a site that started out as a shaming site and turned into a dating site and turned into a social media site, would affect the stock market like it has. I don't think anybody thought. And you start taking away money from people, and all of a sudden things will get changed.
I concur with that. I do think it's going to take some time. You can already see it in the way people from Wall Street and economists are talking about the situation. They're not yet at the dire point. There's a lack of realization of the risks attendant in this economy, never mind Facebook. It's a very blasé attitude. I don't know why. With the government being so outspoken, so negative, so down, so mismanaged, that the country still has some optimism in it when it comes to investing. I don't have an answer to that. I mean, this is a workout. It's going to be a big workout because we just can't deal with Facebook. We've got to deal with the whole situation.
Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, we only have about 3 minutes left, but I know that the numbers that are put up are just a numbers game. It's like watching sports to most people when it is. And it's more long-term that you look at the stock market. But when I see the tech-heavy NASDAQ fall 157 points, that's NASDAQ falling
100. But
all I'm saying is the long-term effect that people should be looking at is, okay, how instead of being anti-government regulatory, how do we do this regulation so everybody gets hurt a little bit and nobody gets hurt a lot?
Yeah.
But you know what?
I'm sitting watching the Chicago Tribune, for example, you know, which was a perfectly respectable paper, taken over by Trump, quietly dumping out all of their basically reporters and newsrooms. And, you know, when you get to the end and start focusing on it, you just watch this. What's it called when you just destroy something?
Well, anyway, Jim, I just think that people in Washington and people in these companies have to take the long term view and say, you know, we got to do something now. I mean, yeah, I mean, you've got 2 minutes left to take the rest of the show here, Jim.
Oh, gee, that's too much time. I rarely have much to say.
Well, you can talk about spring.
Spring. I was walking the dogs the other day, and I
heard a bird.
No. And this lady came up to me, and we started talking. And you know, my dogs are very attractive dogs, and the cocker spaniels, and you don't see the breed much, and this and that, and the other thing. And I said, well, at least we have spring coming. And indeed, we have spring coming, folks. That's a guarantee, right, Marshall?
It's a guarantee.
Yeah, because it's official. Just, it's regulated.
I was going to play as a joke from the producer, Springtime in Germany with Hitler, but I said to myself, no, I'm going to get
Springtime for Hitler in Germany.
I just knew that I'd get somebody upset, so I didn't.
Yes, we have. That's the other thing. Not only are we weaponized, we're so sensitized that the humor thing's kind of gone.
I know. Isn't it a shame?
That's the bad part.
All right, so here we go.
All right.
Happy springtime throughout the entire planet. Does that cover it?
That covers it.
Pretty much, except for the places where it's fall.
Now, what I want you to do is go on Facebook and post.
Yeah, get out there. Yeah, I'm waiting for your post.
Anonymously.
Mr. Miles, I'm waiting for your post. I was going to say earlier in the show, now I know all these things I've been following where this guy... Some nut must be out there putting this Saturn there. I'm glad you finally came clean.
This
could be the end of the problem.
I hope so.
This could be the end of the problem.
I hope so.
All right. Let's go. Let's have a great week. USA.
Okay.
Kids, keep them near and close. Okay. Love you all. Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.